As 2022 draws to a close, I wanted to hear from the association heads to hear their take on the year that was and what they're looking forward to in 2023. Joining me today on the podcast, Mike Vannon, the Executive Director Manager of HBPA.
And I'm so proud of the traction that we gained this year for the Thoroughbreds on the track.
Fred Gillis, the Executive Director of ASHA.
I get excited every time I talk about it, and I think I have more fun than the groups that come.
And Dale Zukowski, President of the AQHRA.
So we're increasing levels on our levels for all of our breeders' donor bonus, and we've been able to bump that up for 2023.
With the end of 2022 right around the corner, it felt like a good time to catch up with the key decision makers in the racehorse associations. They expressed a lot of the same optimism for next year. The relief of getting back to a normal schedule was echoed by all three gentlemen. Horse population was a common concern, as it is worldwide in all breeds. Alberta is addressing this with the Breed Improvement Program and the Racehorse Procurement Incentive Program to help get more racehorses into the province. Although there are challenges, there is also optimism. Horse people are resilient, and the future looks brighter with purses increasing and incentive programs providing a much-needed boost. Here's Mike Vannon.
What sort of sticks out in your mind as being the highlights of 2022?
Yeah, honestly, it was such a nice change to actually experience a full season, you know, getting out of COVID and all the restrictions obviously played havoc in our planning. I'm so proud of our board for this year. Honestly, we did some really amazing stuff in regards to promoting horse racing in Alberta. Our marketing team has been just lights out with making sure that we're relevant, obviously, in social media. And just trying to get the word out there to general population, making sure that they're aware of horse racing, come out and try it as a family event. And I'm so proud of the traction that we gained this year for the Thoroughbreds on the track. Of course, you know, we had some amazing races this year, some really bright upcoming young horses that look super exciting for next year, which is always fun. You know, you've got a drop dead filly with Big Hug that's just been lights out this year. So it's been super exciting to watch. It's one of the most important things that we can kind of support that provincial program. And I think that some of the programs that are out there speak really well to it and definitely help out the owners. Honestly, you know, we kick off our program with some great Alberta sired stake races. We've got two $50,000 stake races for Alberta sired three-year-old colts and geldings, three-year-old fillies. You know, so just to be able to showcase our Alberta bred product is amazing. You know, I spoke about Big Hug, you know, a really nice young horse that's out there. She's Alberta bred, you know, so it's so fun to have horses like that can go out and compete against open company and kind of rule the roost, so to speak. And, you know, that's one of the feedback that we've been provided year after year is that, you know, the Calgary market is just starved for thoroughbred racing. So we're very excited to be returning to Century Downs for next season and look forward to putting on some great quality races. Actually just worked through the stake schedule. So we've got some great stake races planned for down south at Century Downs. So it should be a very exciting season.
And it's good to see, you know, some guys come back home, like Robertino Diodoro.
Yes.
An excellent addition back to the colony.
Definitely. You know, we always love to see Robertino, and I expect to see him back again here next year with you know, a smaller string. But it's always great to have people like that in the Shedros. I've been involved with thoroughbred horse racing for 25 years now, and you know, some of the people that gave me my start in the industry are still involved and I see on a daily basis, and you know, it's so great to share a handshake and a smile, and you know, we've lost a lot of great horsemen obviously over the years, but we definitely need a new influx of younger blood as well. You know, I do think that's one of the aspects that's lacking is replacing some of these trainers that are retiring. Somebody like Dale Saunders, who retired this season after God knows how many years of training. You know, we need to make sure that we have, you know, young people standing in the wings that are going to get the opportunities to shine now.
Thanks to Mike for that. We'll go to Fred Gillis now as he discusses some of the concerns and some of the good things happening with the standardbred industry.
If you were to kind of look back at 2022, what sort of things stand out to you?
I think to start with, Dawn, I think the industry addressed the issue of horse shortage population. I think it's an industry problem, probably North America-wide. But anyway, we addressed that early, and Horse Racing Alberta, with the help of the horse industry, had come up with a horse population initiative. And I really think it was successful from our point of view. We brought in 20 racehorses and 5 brood mares, probably accumulated over 250 starts to help fill classes. So I think it was, you know, a huge success for the first crack at it. I'm looking forward to expanding on it in 2023. People have a lot of interest in it. I guess the thing that would stick out most to me as a huge success was our yearling sale. Although our numbers are holding in the 60s instead of, you know, 100, $18,000 average we haven't seen in Alberta, you know, maybe ever, but for sure not in the last 25 years. So pretty excited about that. Good for breeders. I think we've built our stake program up, and our overnights are back to where it's viable for an owner to invest in babies and own standard breeds. So it gives more value to the colts, which in turn gets the breeders out maybe looking for more brood mares to increase the herd. So a lot of things that way. I think the racehorses we do have, I think, are probably getting the correct number of starts. A couple of years ago, I checked across North America, and an aged standard bred averages between 30 to 35 starts a year. And that's industry wide. So we're back to that number this year. So a lot of things are coming good. Obviously, the horse population needs to be worked on a lot of levels. But historically, I think about 85% of your horse population comes from within your own jurisdiction, from breeders. So, you know, we took a hit during COVID like everyone else. We've lost some small breeders. We lost our biggest breeder, and it's a rebuilding process. We've got some younger breeders in now. And so I'm optimistic, you know, that that's going good.
Talk to me about something that's kind of near and dear to your heart and something that has really been successful and that's fun for fans.
The video HRA done on it, Dawn, was just tremendous. It turned out tremendous. We've got a lot of feedback on it, a lot of new groups that want to try and be a part of it. So with HRA's help again, moving into next year, we're going to try and do it with 2 horses and 2 trainers and see how we go. I think the idea being that I would pool the money made from the 2 horses through the month and then distribute it evenly between the 2 groups, whatever percentage, 70, 75%, whatever it works out to, so that they're cheering for both horses, both groups. Because as you know, Don, you've been in the industry, one horse could have a great month, the other one not so good because, you know, virus, sore feet, anything, not getting enough starts. So I think if we couple them and split the money, I think the groups will be happy. A lot of positive feedback from that.
It's a lot of optimism. I've been back for just a couple months now in the province of Alberta. When I left back in 2008, there were, of course, a lot of concerns as to where things were going. But I feel the optimism now. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. 100%, Donna. In many levels, like just our yearling sale the last 2 years, the night before when we have a preview, I predicted both years that we're going to have a tremendous sale. You can just feel the buzz. You can see the real buyers there being serious, and it showed up on sale day. Things are optimistic, but they don't happen by themselves, I guess is what I'm trying to say. There's people behind the scenes that work hard to make the optimism. It's I've raised my family with this industry, and I'm in a position now where with Fun for Fans, we can give back from the industry. There'll come a point, I guess, where I'll be too old to cut the mustard and I'll back away from it, but that's not yet.
Thanks so much, Fred. This was my first opportunity to talk to Dale Zukowski, and I really appreciated getting some insight into the quarter horse business. Let's hear from Dale.
What kind of successes spring to your mind in terms of the quarter horse business?
Well, for us, it was the we finally had a full year racing, you know, that whole pre-COVID, you know, those 2 years in between where we had partial racing and funding cutbacks because casinos were closed down. So we've been struggling as a group numbers wise because we're trying to get our numbers back up. So we felt we're kind of struggling regarding. And then, like I said, the COVID thing come around and set us back a little bit. So then we finally had a full year racing. Our participation level at the A-tracks is a lot higher now. So we like that because we're getting more exposure. We're seeing a little more money that we get from our purse allocations. Plus, when we're at the A-track, we get you can call it a kickback a little bit from foreign simulcast, ADW, live handles, which we've been able to take those funds, throw it back into our purses, and go. Basically, the money goes back to the horsemen.
In terms of bringing new horses in, obviously, the owners who have been with it love it. Like you say, you do it because you love it. Do you find people going out and purchasing horses or, you know, getting young horses? Do you see some hope there?
Yeah, there is some. It's getting a little bit better. We compete a little bit with the barrel horse people. So they will sometimes show up at our sales and buy our horses and they won't hit the track. They'll go to, you know, through the CBHI, like through the barrel horse program. So that's hurt us a little bit in the past because sometimes our prices maybe weren't high enough. So you got a good quality horse there. Price was maybe too high. So then they'll step in and buy some. And then that's hurt us a little bit. Not, you know, I mean, we need everybody to buy our horses, but that's hurt us. And I feel a little bit on the race end because, again, that horse now is not a participant at the track. It's at a participant at a different event.
Have the incentive programs helped in terms of attracting more interest?
See, that's where we kind of dropped up. We only had three participants. You know, we only used maybe like, you know, of the 50,000 that go out a lot of tests, I think we used 11,000, which is low. We felt the program come out a little bit too late. So we changed a few initiatives on our end that we sent into HRA. And hopefully if it gets to the horse, the horse people again sooner, I think we can participate in it. Like the participation label should go up just because it's a second year out again and people are aware of it. There's a few changes to it, but they're going to see it sooner. Last year come out a little bit too late in the spring, I felt. And the level just wasn't quite there. And again, honestly, it was our back to the force full year racing. I think finally we had a normal year. So I think maybe everything will be back to normal and we can kind of build on that overall. So that's kind of where I feel.
So 2022 was just trying to get back and establish.
Yeah, that's kind of why I felt, Dawn. It was just kind of, let's just get back to normal. Let's see what normal feels like again, right? You know?
I guess we could be a little bit more optimistic just with some of the things that are going on.
Yeah, the purse allocation, the funding is going up higher. So we're all seeing an increase there. Breed improvement, which for the quarter horses, we're heavily breed improvement funded. That funds most of our stakes program. So, you know, we're seeing additional monies there, which is going to help out. So we're increasing levels at our levels for all of our breeders and owner bonuses. So we're able to bump that up for 2023. We're able to bump up some of the stakes races. Our association support is getting some extra money from the breed improvement to help us basically, even with marketing, advertising our sport. So we're not going to, you know, call it using dollars that are put aside to put towards that. So that's good to see. And with the monies we're getting, they're predicting, basically, they're not being overly aggressive in their forecast. So I'm thinking throughout the year, we might even see a greater increase as long as the levels at the casinos stay where they're at. I think there'll be extra funding coming in all of our ways, whether it's ASHA, whether it's the standard red service or quarters, we're all going to see maybe a bump up. And I think that's good. So
what does success look to you next year? What sort of benchmark would you say, you know what, that was a great year?
Yeah, for us, I think I'd like to see our horse numbers go up. I would like to see our membership grow because we've kind of, overall, the quarter horse has been on a decline in the last 5 or 6 years. At one time, we used to have 150, 170 horses running. Now we're lucky to hit 80, 90. Our membership level's lower, so I'd like to see that grow. And I'd like to see our aged horse population via the incentive program grow a little bit more too. I'd like to see some older horses at the track, like the 4 and 5 up horses. We do quite well with the 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, and we just seem to lack participation level at the aged horses. So, and we're working on doing a better overnight program to encourage people to keep their horses around longer. Maybe even go claim some horses down south and bring them up, or buy it via however they want to do it. So for me, it's kind of threefold. I really want to see, like I said, our numbers grow, our age population grow, and basically our general membership, I'd like to see that be a little bit higher. I like to, like I said, I want to see some growth in that end, that we're actually turning that corner and going back the other way. So that's really what I would love to see.
Thank you to Mike Vannon, Fred Gellis, and Dale Zukowski for taking the time to share important insights from their respective associations. Together, we can make our horse racing business Alberta proud. On behalf of all of us at Horse Racing Alberta, this is Dawn Lupul wishing each of you the happiest holidays and cheers to an exciting year ahead. We'll see you next time on the Horses Podcast.